Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 14th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name is Eleanor Chapman. I'm 34. I am living in London, but I'm from Durham originally.
And how are you doing today?
I'm really well, thank you. It's been a long day though.
So can I briefly take you back to how you initially heard about the project?
Yes, I had heard about it through friends and obviously through the media, and I've been to the National Gallery a few times and seen the plinth when I've been in there and seen various people doing activities on the plinth, so through all of those ways.
What was it about the project in particular that inspired you to get involved?
I liked the fact that it was really unusual location. First of all, so high up, and also the venue, the fact that you're in Trafalgar Square, which is just a fantastic place to be. So many people going by, so you've got the attention of people who you wouldn't normally have the attention of. And also, I liked the idea that anybody could get up and do whatever they wanted to do, as long as it's not illegal, of course. So people could just choose whatever they felt passionate about and get up and do it.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
I was thrilled because I didn't expect, when I applied, I really didn't expect to hear anything at all because there were so many people applying, and also I was a reserve, so I was a last minute decision. I found out yesterday.
Could you talk to just a little bit about what you do for a living?
Yes, I'm an opera singer. I'm freelance, so I do anything and everything that people will pay me to do, as long as it involves singing. So I do everything from, at the moment, I am working with Kentish Opera. We're doing a production of Orpheus in the Underworld. And I've just come here straight from rehearsal with them, actually. And then on Saturday, I am going to do a singing waiters event in Stratford-upon-Avon. And then on Sunday, I'm doing an opera gala at the Austrian Embassy. So it's whatever is available and whatever I'm booked for, I do, basically.
And how did you initially get into opera singing?
Always been a singer ever since I was so high, 4 or 5. I was always the soloist at school and then with my church choir, and then I sang with the Durham County Youth Choir, and then I sang with the National Youth Choir. But I actually studied law at university. And then when I finished that, I did a couple of other things, and then I decided that actually my true passion was singing and I really wanted to sing. So I had a year at the Welsh College, studied there for a year, and then came back to London, worked as a lawyer while I was pursuing the singing side, and eventually landed my first professional role with a very small company. And from there, just started making contacts, and it built from there, really.
What does singing mean to you, and how kind of has your style transformed, progressed since you started?
I suppose style-wise, the training has had an impact, obviously, because now I sing in a classical style with operatic training, whereas obviously when I started it was just very natural. The thing I love about singing is the communication side of it. That's the most important thing to me. I love the acting side, the communication, and being able to elicit an emotional response from an audience. That is the thing that is absolutely addictive and keeps me doing what I'm doing.
How did you find, as an individual, the transition from singing with a choir to singing as a soloist?
That was really tricky, actually, because with a choir, you've got this sense of confidence and security, which you do not have as a soloist. Soloist singing, you are on your own, and when I first started, it was quite nerve-wracking, actually. But it's amazing how, by doing it again and again and again, it suddenly becomes like second nature to you, and now I just can enjoy it.
So could you tell me a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
Yes, I'm going to be singing various pieces from my repertoire. A lot of them are quite well known, popular stuff, so there will be some opera, there'll also be some more musical theatre type pieces. And just stuff that I really enjoy singing and that I think would be a nice performance to give for people who maybe don't necessarily know about, well, wouldn't necessarily go and see a concert of classical music or of opera.
Are you wanting to engage with the public, or do you say it's quite a kind of solitary hour?
I definitely don't see it as solitary. I do want to engage with the public, definitely. How easy that's going to be at such a great height, and also because I'm not amplified, my voice isn't amplified, I'm not sure how far it will carry, so that's going to be really interesting for me to see how much of a response I can get in that kind of situation.
Have you brought anybody along with you to watch you today?
Yes, my husband is here. I still find it really weird to call him my husband because we only got married 4 weeks ago. I sing as part of a duo called Diva Devo, and my duo partner, who is a tenor, with his partner, they're both here tonight as well.
Could you talk a little bit about where you're from, your kind of upbringing?
Yeah, I'm from Durham, northeast of England, and I've got two brothers, and my family all still live in Durham, so I go home as much as possible because I love it. Very much working class background. My dad was a miner and is now an electrical engineer, and my mum works for the NHS, and went to local comprehensive school. That's it really.
And obviously you're very interested in your music, but apart from that, do you have any other kind of strong interests?
Yeah, I wouldn't know where to begin. So many. Well, I love reading for a start, but I'm also very interested in environmental issues, and I'm going on a foraging course next month because I'm really interested in foraging for wild food, and I use wild food as much as possible. My brother is brilliant about this. He really got me into this, so he's always picking things like nettles and sweet sisley and stuff, anything that's wild, and then cooking with it, and I really enjoy that. And yes, I'm quite into environmental issues and the fact that we all need to really change the way we live, because we're basically using up all the resources of the planet. Don't get me started, because I'll go on and on and on.
Where do you think your interest here kind of stems from?
What, in you mean environmental issues? I think it's just because I just feel very strongly that something needs to be done and changes need to be made, and everybody really needs to make those changes, and I feel that government aren't really doing enough at the moment to push these changes along, and so we have to do them ourselves.
What do you think at the moment we're doing wrong kind of in this country?
Environmentally wise? Yeah. Definitely, we are a consumerist society, and it's just too materialistic, and people buy a television and 3 years later they buy a new television, and nobody really thinks about where that old television is going, and the fact that there are these huge dump sites all over the country, and we're running out of places to put all of our rubbish, and there's so much waste in society today, I think, and people don't consider the fact that we are consuming the Earth's resources, and they're not unlimited.
And you said another interest of yours, reading?
Yes.
Is this just kind of vocational, you just quite enjoy reading random?
I read loads and loads and loads of books. I love really fantasy books. I'm really into Robin Hobb, and obviously loved all the Harry Potter series and things like that, but I also read the classics as well, and just anything I can get my hands on. Just, it's purely for pleasure really.
So just to go back to your hour, do you think this will have an effect on you, this experience?
I think so, because every single performance I ever do has an effect on me in one way or another. It's always great to have some kind of interaction with the public, and I've done a few events before where we've performed in a high street, and so people stop and listen who, like I said before, wouldn't necessarily choose to go to a classical music concert, and so it always has an effect, and I'm really interested to see how this is going to be different from that kind of situation. A, it's midnight. B, I'm going to be a long distance from the public, and also I'm not mic'd, so I'm using my own projection skills as much as I possibly can, so it's going to be very different from anything else I've ever done before. I'm really intrigued to see how it's going to be and what kind of reaction there'll be.
So obviously you've been singing opera for a while. do you have quite a strong interest in just listening to classical opera music?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I do quite a lot. Mainly, I have to say, it's I do it when I need to learn something new, because then I'll listen to recordings and things. But also, the thing that is an absolute revelation to me is YouTube, because if I'm learning a particular aria, I can go on there and find 4, 5, or 6 different singers all doing the same aria. And so you see all of the different interpretations and the different voices, and it's just fantastic. Yeah, I could be on that all day.
What would you say is one of your favourites that you've done over your period of time?
Pieces of music that I've done. God, that's really hard. There's so many. Definitely one of my favourite pieces is Peter Grimes by Benjamin Britten. It's so powerful and so moving, and the music is just fabulous. And whenever I go and see it, I saw it at ENO and Royal Opera House recently, just reduces me to tears at the end. It's just so fantastic. So yeah, that's definitely up there, I would say.
And how do you feel when you're singing?
Depends what I'm singing. I mean, generally, it feels fantastic because it's possibly one of my favourite things to do, and especially, you don't even have to have an audience. It's just the fact that it's a huge release of emotion, usually, whether it's happy or sad, and yeah, it feels great.
And how is your singing received by most people?
Generally, it's received really, really well, especially places where public performances, like this kind of thing. Also, I went to New Zealand and did a concert tour in January, and we went to very, very small areas where they wouldn't necessarily get opera singers on tour, and it was so well received. They absolutely loved it. It went down so well. So I love doing things like that where people don't necessarily have as much access to it, and so it's a real treat for them.
So do you follow the arts?
I definitely follow opera. So I regularly go to the Royal Opera House and ENO and things like that. I occasionally go to the National Gallery. I've been a few times recently. I can't say that I know much about it. The thing that I love doing at the National Gallery is having the guided tours where they take you around and show you and talk you through all the paintings and give you history to it. That I find that fascinating when they do that. Whereas if I go on my own, yes, I can appreciate that a painting is pretty, but I really like to know the background of it, and I love that.
What, have you been following this project so far?
A bit, yes. Mainly once I'd seen people actually performing and or doing whatever they want to do on the plinth, I've been having a little look at the website and just looking at the profiles and things.
And what do you think of the kind of progress of the project so far?
I think it's been fantastic because it's so varied and everybody's doing something different, and you just, every time you look, there's something different going on up there. And I think it's fantastic that it's given people the opportunity to express themselves as well. So, you know, people who wouldn't necessarily find another outlet for whatever they want to vent, they can do it up there.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.